At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been talking about autism for some time now. He's had some very strong opinions. He's been loud. And the experts in the community say that he is wrong. They say that he is wrong, even though he continues to tell us that he has the answers. Well, just recently, he made some comments that caught my eye. He said, quote, that autism destroys families. He said that children with autism will never pay taxes. They'll never hold a job. They'll never play baseball. They'll never write a poem. They'll never go out on a date. Many of them will never use a toilet unassisted. Woo! I find those comments extremely disrespectful, but I know that there's somebody that has been a shero, a champion in the world of autism with regards to children. And I wanted to get her comments or reaction to his comments. That would be none other than WCCO radio host, Shaletta Brundage. She joins us courtesy of the John Chuchicola Banker Hotline. Shaletta, I appreciate you giving me some time here on this Monday night. But when I saw those comments and I saw those quotes from RFK Jr., it took my breath away because I couldn't believe that he said those things. What is your reaction to those comments?
You know who this hurts the most is parents whose children are newly diagnosed. Because when you have a child and you know that something is just not quite right, they're not meeting their developmental milestones, you're not sure what to expect. And so you go to your pediatrician, they give you a referral, you go over to the University of Minnesota or Fraser School, and you get them tested for autism, and come to find out, yep, you got it. And you don't know what's next. And then to hear the person who is in charge of healthcare for the United States of America tell you that this is what is in store for your child and your family, it's heartbreaking. It's also a lie. It's a bold-faced lie. And the fact that this man has a job that doesn't include a mop bucket is astounding and astonishing to me, because he should not be in charge of his own health care, let alone millions and millions of people, especially the most vulnerable people in our community. Because here's the thing, Henry, he's saying this, so there may be parents out there who are not educated about autism who believe him. who think, oh, my God, this man is in charge. He is responsible for the health care of this country. And if he says that this is all my child is capable of doing, I might give up. I might not try. I might commit suicide. This is crazy.
Don't you think that that's the most hurtful thing about all of this is that we have somebody that is in that role, in that position of power, and they're saying things that are just so off base, and they're not themselves qualified to say such things.
It's horrible. And what's going to happen is people are going to repeat it. People are going to start believing it. And, you know, so many people have worked so hard for so many years to make sure that we fight against the stigma, right? They have classrooms where they're including kids with autism. We have the twins having, you know, on May 28th, that autism day at the ballpark. The Vikings have an autism sensory friendly room. People across this great state of Minnesota are doing so much work to help families like mine and their kids have a better quality of life. And when this man says that, then why would a ballpark want to do something special? Why would a sports team want to do something special? Why would a theater want to create a sensory friendly day? He's telling us and everybody else that all hope is lost for our kids. And Henry, you've seen the progress that my kids make. So you know hope is possible. And so while I'm out here offering hope and having these free workshops for parents and giving these locks away and trying to create awareness, he's beat me in the top of the head with all this foolishness and this nonsense. And so I got to climb out of a hole that I've already climbed out of. He's setting us back. The progress that we've made as advocates in this autism community, he's setting us back 50 to 100 years with this foolishness and these lies that he's saying at news conferences in his official capacity as someone who is in charge of healthcare in this country.
Yeah. When he makes a comment and he says that autism destroys families, like that to me is about as disrespectful of a comment as anybody can make. Lives, with regards to all of our lives, are not perfect. There are going to be obstacles and adversity that we all encounter. I have a family member that deals with Down syndrome. That's the reality of our family. We have to deal with that. It doesn't mean that our family is destroyed. It doesn't mean that they're not a beautiful child. It just means that we're different in some way, shape, or form, and that we just move on and we move different. That's all that means.
And here's the thing. Aren't we all different?
Yes.
Somebody in the family talks too much. Somebody in the family is too quiet. Somebody spends too much. Somebody's a little bit overweight. Somebody's a little bit underweight. Somebody's a little tall. Somebody's a little short. Somebody got autism. Somebody got Down syndrome. You know, this man wants to make it seem like there's some perfect family or some perfect reality out there when in truth, none of us are perfect. We all have flaws. We all have things about us that create a strain or a stressor on our families. And hey, that's what family's all about. We step in, we help out, we stand up, we strengthen, we push, we pray, we work together to make it happen. And then, you know, along the way, share our journey to offer hope to other parents. Henry, I can't tell you how many parents have moved to Minnesota because they've seen the progress that my kids make. Right? Because it offers hope that Minnesota has great services, great resources, where programs and services and resources have been cut in other states. Minnesota is still making strides to make things better for families who have kids with special needs. And so people have moved from Louisiana and Georgia and New Hampshire and Nevada and Kentucky. And they tap me on the shoulder at Walmart and Target and Costco and everywhere else and say, hey, I moved here because I saw the progress your kids were making. Now, what makes them have hope? Because they see better. But they won't see better if the loudest voice in the room is telling them that it ain't going to get no better. And that's wrong.
We're talking to host here on WCCO, Shaletta Brunder. She's joining us here on the Lake Show News Talk, 830 WCCO. As a mother, a loving mother, are you concerned that he's about to set your family back?
Oh, absolutely. I had a mom texting and emailing me today about benefits. You know, because of the Medicaid cuts, because a lot of the services that families get who are on a fixed income or through medical assistance. And they're afraid that, you know, with the cuts that are coming from Washington, they're not going to be able to get access to the PCAs, to the programs and services, the support groups, the after school programs, the medical assisted devices that help their children have a better quality of life. And, you know, at this point, Henry, really all we could do is pray. Because the foolishness is running rampant in Washington. And you remember that song, Who Let the Dogs Out? Mm-hmm. They let the fools out. They let the fools out, and they let the fools be in charge of something as sacred and as important as the health and well-being of some of our most vulnerable children and adults.
We have to do more than pray, though. We got to do more than pray. Yeah, we got to do more than pray because you know, when we talk about our children and we start talking about our community and stuff like that, whatever, I get it. Like you know, I pray to God every single day, but we got to do a lot more than that because a lot of things that are happening in our society, in this country, the way that we are being taken back, we can't sit on our hands.
No, we cannot. And we can't bury our heads in the sand. You know, I have a lot of people say, you know, I'm just not going to watch the news. I'm just not going to worry about it. You know, it'll be over in 4 years. In 4 years, we're going to be slaves again if y'all don't stand up and say something. Our kids are going to be institutionalized. You know, one of the things that scared me about something that Robert F. Kennedy said was that he wanted an autism database. He said that he wanted to create a database of everyone who has autism so he can do a test and a survey and see what actually causes autism. And this man can't be trusted with his own Social Security number. He should not have access to my children's medical records. He's talking about getting information from everything from doctor's visits to smartwatches. And what are you going to do with that? How are you going to use that? If you wanted a survey, if you wanted to do a study and you wanted to go through NIH and do some research, you can pay people for that kind of stuff. But you don't need every person with autism's information. There was a time in this country where they institutionalized people for being different. They had shock therapy to try to shock people into being quote unquote normal. And so I don't put anything past this administration and this particular health secretary. And so I'm just like, no, you can't have any of my information. You can't have any of my children's information because I don't trust that you're going to do the right thing with it. Who knows? They'll come in the middle of the night and round up people. Who knows what these folks are going to do? And so we have to take our head out of the sand. Like you mm-hmm. said, we can't sit on our hands. We have to join together with organizations like the Autism Society of Minnesota, Pacer Center, Fraser School, go up to the Capitol here in St. Paul as well as in Washington, D.C., and let our legislators know we're not having it, we're not standing for it. Get with our doctors, mobilize our groups. You know, our parents are the loudest and strongest advocates and voices, not just at the schools for our kids so they can get the resources that they need, but, you know, with Tim Walz and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanigan and Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar and whoever else we can get to let them know that this is not acceptable. We're not going to stand for it. And if you want to keep your job in office, you make sure that they keep their hands off of our children and the programs that help them have a better quality of life.
Hey, real quick, Shaletta, I'm going to read a text. I'm going to respond, and I'll let you respond after I respond. But from the 651, they say, this is one of the most disingenuous interviews I've ever heard. Kennedy is one of the biggest advocates there's ever been and has tried to shine a light on autism that is at a pandemic level that needs to be researched and figured out on a root cause. And here you are turning his words into something they were not. First off, his words are his words. Secondly, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is not a doctor. He has for years been staunch at attacking doctors, people that research this stuff on a daily basis, that have put their own money and hard work and time into finding out and learning about autism. Okay, doctors that have children that are autistic, like Dr. Peter Hotez, who's one of the best in the world on this mm-hmm. on this topic. So how dare you say disingenuous when you're talking about a gentleman that's not even a doctor? He's not even qualified to speak on said topic, number one. And then number two, let's deal with research. Doctors and professors that research, let's dive into facts. Get out of your feelings. That's what I would say to you.
And he doesn't listen. This man is not listening to the foremost authorities who have been studying autism, who work with autistic children and adults, who have the information. He's been, espousing conspiracy theories and false information about vaccines and, you know, what causes it and what these children are capable and not capable of doing. He said that they'd never play baseball. They'd never write a poem. They destroy families. They'll never come out of Pampers. I had kids who were 4, 5, and 6 years old who were wearing Pampers, who couldn't talk, who could not look at me. And now look at them. They went from not talking to talking back, and Daniel is cussing. So I know what's possible. And my story and so many other stories like mine give other parents hope that they don't give up. They keep trying. And for anybody to say that this man is pro-family, pro-research, pro-facts, is delusional, and I would say put down the Kool-Aid and back away.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Hey, real quickly before I let you go, because you gave me a lot of grief on Saturday about Charles Holmes.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Charles Holmes has been on this show ever since I've been on WCCO. So I don't know what this is all about. I don't know what the issue is. I've been knowing Charles Holmes longer than you've been knowing Charles Holmes. But why am I under attack here?
Because I just don't appreciate anybody trying to steal Charles Holmes from me. Charles Holmes,
how's it stealing when I've known him?
My show, I known him too. Okay, almost 20 years,
and
so I'm gonna just tell you that when I heard him on your show, I immediately.
Wait, you haven't heard him on the show before? He's been on the show forever.
What happened was he hadn't been on my show in a while. So if he's on my show and then he's on your show, I'm cool with that. But if he's on your show and he hasn't been on my show in a while, then I have to pipe up. So I immediately texted him, and he already knew what time it was, because I said, hey, you want to come on my show on Saturday? He started laughing. He said, oh, you just heard me come off of Henry Lake's show, didn't you? I said, I sure did. Now come on back home. Come on home. You a stray. Just home. You the stray. I'm home. I just FYI.
See, there you go.
You the stray. I'm home.
Hey, by the way, see, here on the Lake Show, we try to accommodate you, and you say, hey, you want to be on the show with regards to a certain way, and then when we try to get you on the show so it can sound better and all, then you don't, I mean, what's this all about? Why are you switching up on me at the last minute? I guess the storm got you, huh?
The storm got me. I don't know about anybody else in the Twin Cities, but our lights, our power literally went off at 7:02. Like, I'm supposed to be on with you at 7:05. Chris Tubbs patches me in. I got my headsets, put my kids in the bed, and all of a sudden the lights went out. And the kids are like, Mom, the lights are going out. I'm like, good. It's bedtime. We're all about to go to sleep. Yeah, I got to call XL Energy because I think I paid the bill. I think I did. I got to make sure the check cleared, but I think it's storm related. That's the prayer. Where is that? It's storm related.
Hey, Shaletta, thank you so much for being on the show this evening and sharing your thoughts. I appreciate you.
All right. Love y'all.
All right. Take care. That's Shaletta Brundage. You know you got to check her out on Saturday. It's right here on The Good Neighbor. We'll take a break. We'll get to Bite of the Night. That's next. All right. It's time for Bite of the Night. And
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
New York Knicks fans are not taking their defeat in the Eastern Conference Finals well. They're not. They're not taking it well. They are struggling because they just knew. They just knew once they got past the Boston Celtics that they were going to have an NBA Finals appearance. They knew after Jason Tatum ruptured his Achilles and that they got past Boston. You saw the way that they were partying. They were partying like they won it all. They were celebrating like it was a wrap, like it was over. But they ended up losing to the Indiana Pacers. Okay? So, of course, there's going to be reactions. And you know how New York media is. Man, when they go down and they lose, they get super upset. WFAN host Greg Giannotti, he unloaded after the Knicks lost. And it seems like the big cat, Karl-Anthony Towns, was who he was most upset with.
The biggest issue that the Knicks have going forward to get to the next level is the fact that they waited and waited and waited to go all in on a couple of guys, and the biggest one being Karl-Anthony Towns. And they went and they traded for him, and he's making $50 million a year, and at the core, he's a loser. That is their biggest problem. The guy is a loser. He's a losing player. He complains. He is soft. He shows you flashes where he's the best player on the court. Not enough. He doesn't play enough defense. He bitches and moans. He is, up until this point in his career, a loser who is making $50 million, who is going to be a logjam as far as them trying to get to the next level.
His shot selection on Saturday night was insane.
I mean, he is getting to the point now as one of the most frustrating players I have ever watched in the uniform of a team that I root for because I know how good he can be. And it's just so damn annoying watching him not realize his full potential. I don't know if it'll ever happen. I really don't know. But that is their biggest issue, is the fact that they thought this Towns thing was going to work better than it did, and it hasn't.
I think that reaction is insane. I think it's insane. You lost in the Eastern Conference Finals. You didn't lose in the first round. You didn't lose in the play-in. You lost in the Eastern Conference Finals, number one. Number two, Karl-Anthony Towns is the most talented player in your organization. I didn't say best. He's the most talented. I get it. He's frustrating at times, but you can't sit there and say that he didn't have a damn good year. Karl-Anthony Towns was next level for y'all this season. Okay? And when you start throwing around guys that you have issues with on that team, and you talk about what he did and didn't do on Saturday when he had 22 points and 14 boards, Mikal Bridges is who you should be mad at. He's the one you should be mad at. Y'all gave up the world for Mikal Bridges. How many draft picks y'all give away for Mikal Bridges? And I get it. Yeah, Cat's the target because Cat was, he's been described as soft for years. Right? I get that. But I don't, I think that this assessment is terrible in terms of who you are aiming, being upset with, because Cat did his damn job for you guys this year. Bottom line. Bottom line. So I'm not going to sit here and I think that this take is off. It's off. I'm not going to sit here and act as though in all the years that he was here, I didn't get frustrated with some of the pouting and arguing with officials or some of the dumb fouls and all that. Like he's those, some of those things still happen. But Carl Anthony Towns, in my opinion, is not the reason why you didn't get to the finals.
No, you can make the case that if Jason Tatum doesn't get hurt, they might not even get past Boston. I mean, they got to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years. That's a, I mean, for a market like New York, that's pretty good. You bring in a guy like Cat, that's your high-profile guy. So is he just supposed to take you from the first round to a championship? Because guess what? If you get past the Eastern Conference Finals, you get to the NBA Finals against Oklahoma City, OKC is going to run through the Pacers like melted butter. OKC is going to smoke the Pacers.
You got further this year than you did last year.
Yeah. So if you would have gotten past the Pacers and you get smoked by Oklahoma City in the NBA Finals, is the take still the same? I think it is. I think anything short of an NBA championship and Cat would have raised the ire. The frustrations, like you said, Henry, the frustrations are justified. Absolutely. But to be the guy that is, you know, you're squarely upset at, Cat's not that guy.
You lost in six games.
Yeah, Cat's
not
that guy.
You didn't get swept?
No.
You lost in six games.
And one of those games was because Cat had like 20 points in like 9 minutes. It was an insane fourth quarter. I think that's just, that's New York media just going on. New York, Philly, and Boston just have a tendency to overreact just a little bit.
Off the chain.
Frustrations are there. We understand it. But, you know, there's more at play than just picking on one guy that's making 50 mil and say you're the problem.
One thing I'm not frustrated about is the start to the year for the Minnesota Lynx. 7-0, one of two undefeated teams. We'll talk to Sloan Martin. She joins us next to talk Lynx basketball. The Minnesota Lynx, they're awesome. These women are playing their butts off. They are off to an outstanding start to the WNBA season. 7-0. First place in the Western Conference Division, and joining us now, the voice of the Lynx, our dear friend, Sloan Martin. She joins us courtesy of the John Chusicola Banker Hotline. Sloan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Henry. Just got back from a great trip to Phoenix in San Francisco. And like you said, the Lynx 7-0, so can't complain about that.
Hey, before we talk about the 7-0, tell me about that arena in San Francisco, because when you put that on Instagram, like the, you know, your workspace for the day, I was jealous. I was like, that looks amazing.
It is fantastic to see what has happened with this expansion franchise, the Golden State Valkyries. They sold 15,000 season ticket memberships. They have had 18,000 plus at each of their home games so far. It is unbelievable. And Henry, I was looking around. Sometimes you're just kind of taking things in. You're really getting your mind right before a game, the things you want to hit on right off the bat. So it took me a little bit into the game to realize, oh, wait, there are people up to the final row in the top of this arena all the way across. It was really something to take in, and just great to see this market doing so well already. The Bay Area wanted a WNBA team for quite some time and really embracing it for a team that plays hard.
Yeah, it just, I got to tell you, man, I'm so excited for the W, and I'm not surprised that people would latch on to the W. I have been championing women's basketball my entire life. I've been to the college basketball tournaments and traveling to go support my home girls that I knew from high school that were playing at University of Georgia for Coach Andy Landers, and just being a fan of Pat Summitt my entire life. It's always one of those things, though, Sloan, and you know this, you just give people a taste, and if people legitimately, you know, dedicate just a little bit of time to go check out said product, then you will get some buy-in. I'm just glad that we're at that point where people are buying into the fact that this is great sports.
And that's exactly what you want to see, that this is so much more of a moment than just one player, and seeing that kind of widespread support. There's going to be a couple more expansion teams coming up, Portland and Toronto. And I know some people, and this varies, you know, across the board of W fans, you know, is this going to end up being growth too fast? Has it happened before? There's been contraction before, but this is just a completely different era, I think. So I think it's legitimate seeing these expansion teams pop up, Golden State doing so well right now and trying to keep those fans coming and keeping it a tough place to play, which, Henry, I think that means that other players are going to want to play there, seeing that kind of support. And you talk about trying to build, you know, a foundation for the future. But I think even looking ahead what these future expansion franchises could do, and those other groups that have popped up, Detroit and Nashville are the ones I can think of off the top of my head who have said, hey, we have the people who want to invest, who have the money. Let's get a team. So there's continuing this discussion and this momentum going forward that I think is going to, you know, benefit players and the whole sport across the board.
I'm curious. I know I'm catching you off guard with this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway, because it's one of the places I think that I definitely want to check out and see. But have you seen the practice facility for the Las Vegas Aces? And is it as cool as what I've been told?
Well, I have not been inside it personally. I've been by it, actually. So it's a little bit south of the Las Vegas Strip, so it's not very far from there. And I drove around because the last time I was there with my parents and Matthew, we were just nerdy. So we were looking at like the Raiders facility and offices that are down there, and the Aces are right by too. So it's very slick and black and white and very fancy. I've seen photos from inside, and it is so beautiful as well. And then, Henry, you look at how Seattle is going to make a new practice facility. Phoenix has a brand new one, you know, for the Phoenix Mercury. The Chicago Sky are going to build their own practice facility at some point. Dallas is in that conversation too, although I saw that just got pushed to 2027. So there is more momentum around this as well, where other teams are saying, oh, wait, now we have to up the ante so we can have players who want to play here instead of just scraping by and kind of doing the bare minimum, which I think a lot of people would say, unfortunately, there have been owners in the past in WNBA's history that have really kind of had that mindset to the detriment of the league and advancing it. I think now it's the opposite, where people are ready to pour their money in for these resources, and the players are coming to expect nothing less.
Yeah. All right, let's get to, and we're talking to Sloan Martin here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Has there been anything that has surprised you at all about the 7-0 start?
You know, Henry, what's interesting about this 7-0 start is that it hasn't been perfect by any means. You know, the Lynx are able to pull out a pretty sizable victory yesterday, but it was yet another example where they just didn't have all their, you know, guns firing in that first half. And Courtney Williams says, sometimes we take things for granted. We have to stop doing that. We can't be a second half team. And Henry, it sometimes seems like, you know, to use a phrase, they're playing with their food a little bit, and then they kind of kick into gear, and then they take care of things. And before yesterday's game against the Golden State Valkyries and that win, their seventh in a row, their last four wins before that had all been within 6 points. So you're talking about clutch minutes. Extremely important experience. I mean, Coach Reeve and the players have said that these last wins were, you know, really beneficial to them to learn how to win in different ways, to be in crunch time, and to really have to pull out a victory to be able to get it done and come out on top. Multiple players have had their moments to shine, but you also don't want to be going down to the wire all the time. You have one of the most experienced groups in the WNBA where, yes, you're not assuming everything is coming back exactly as normal, and you pick up exactly where you left off from last year's team that went to game five of the WNBA finals, but you have a much further head start than most any other team in the WNBA. So I think they're still trying to work through that and figure it out. Coach Reeve said after Golden State that, yeah, I was one of those half times where a lot of words were said and maybe not in the friendliest tone, and they were able to really lock into things and what they had to do. So I think trying to solve that where they've gotten off to slow starts, but they're just so good and so connected that they're able to overcome that. You're just waiting for that moment. Well, is there going to be a team that's going to be able to continue to get under their skin in the second half? They've been a much more efficient defensive team in the second half when you look at points per 100 possessions. So that's been kind of a theme so far, but not surprised that they're 7-0 at this point. We knew the high expectations coming into this season, basically running it back from last year's team going to the WNBA finals. It's that it's been not always pretty at times, but they've come out ahead and have been able to get it done.
What is it about the third quarter with the Minnesota Lynx? They typically have been outscoring their opponents in the third quarter. There's only two of the seven games in which they were outscored. But what is it about that third quarter and then coming out of halftime really kind of recharged?
Yeah, it's interesting looking at third quarters and second halves. Like yesterday against the Golden State Valkyries, they held the Valkyries to 8 points in the third quarter. They allowed 52 points, a season high, to an opponent in the first half. 52. Not good. And then 8 points in the third quarter. I mean, you talk about flipping a switch. And I think it just has to do with the conversations that happen. I mean, Coach Reeve has said, yes, you know, she's going to lay into them and, you know, kind of wake up what they need to do. And even Nafisa Collier said, it's frustrating that we're not just going out and doing what we know we're supposed to do. The coaches can't go out there and do it for us. We have to take responsibility for it. For some reason, Henry, that's happening at halftime. But it's not really happening as of yet, right before the game at this point. So third quarter, there's certainly some magic happening. I would also say, Henry, it's not exclusive to the third quarter. It's also the fourth quarter, too. They have been lights out in clutch minutes, especially defensively before Golden State. Well, I should say this still stands because there was no clutch minute yesterday, but teams have been shooting 1-for-17 from three-point land in clutch minutes. So within 5 points, 5 minutes to go. That's an incredible stat defensively to look at. And you look at Natisha Heidemann, there's been two games where she's had 9 fourth quarter points, including the game winner against Phoenix a couple days ago. So there's just some magic happening with this team, the experience and trust that they have to be able to get it done late in games.
So right now, the national conversation around the WNBA is that the Minnesota Lynx and the New York Liberty are in their own tier. It's those two teams and it's everybody else. Do you agree?
I agree with that. Okay. I completely agree with that. And it feels, you know, it's hard to look ahead. And also, can we just, you know, vent for a second that those two teams are not going to play each other till August, I think it is. It might be July, but I'm feeling a little impatient. I'd like to see that happen right now. I think there's some other teams that might be, and they already have been, kind of pleasant surprises. Phoenix is one of those teams, although Alyssa Thomas is going to be out. They have 4 rookies, including 3 who were undrafted, who are really big contributors for that team. Atlanta, with a head coach who's brand new to the WNBA, coached 20-plus years at Florida Gulf Coast, makes a transition to the pros. They're playing really well right now, but I completely agree with that statement that the Liberty, who are now outscoring teams, by the way, Henry, they're 7-0 this season, outscoring teams by an average of 20 points per game. They just beat Connecticut Sun yesterday by 48 points. So they are not messing around when it comes to taking care of opponents they're facing right now. But to me, it is the Liberty and the Lynx who have, I think, really stood above the rest with their entire games.
All right, final thing. You guys take on the Phoenix Mercury tomorrow at Target Center. What is it about the Phoenix Mercury, the new look Phoenix Mercury, that's been surprising? Because they're off, like you mentioned and you referenced, they're 5-2. They're off to a really good start, but you know, they don't have Diana Taurasi anymore. They don't have Brittany Griner. So what is it about Phoenix that has really kind of surprised everyone?
Yeah, no Diana Taurasi for the first time since 2003. Let's all share where we were in 2003. It's been a very long time. And then no Brittany Griner since 2012. So you're exactly right that goes back way far for this team, and only one returner for this team this season. I think what's most surprising about the Phoenix Mercury, so they have a second-year head coach, and Nate Tibbetts, a South Dakota native, a lot of NBA and G League experience, so they have a strong identity. It's the fact that they've been able to win games, Henry. They're not just shorthanded, they're decimated by injury. Kalia Copper, who's an Olympian who played under head coach Cheryl Reeve in Paris in 2024, winning Olympic gold, she is out for a couple of weeks after having surgery. Alyssa Thomas has been out now what's going to be three straight games with a calf injury, and she is a top five MVP candidate the last 3 years. So you have Satu Sabally, who's had injuries in her career herself, an all WNBA type of player that happened in 2023, but a lot of other unknown names. I think even pretty more than casual WNBA fans might look at this roster and say, huh, I don't really know who these players are. They have a 29-year-old rookie who's in her first year in the WNBA. They're a great three-point shooting team and a great defensive team as well, which is really never, frankly, of the theory for quite some time. So interesting the way that they're playing right now and doing it without two enormous superstars. You can't overstate the kind of production that they're missing, and still they're coming out and winning some games.
Yeah. Hey, Sloan, always a pleasure to have you on. Let's check in with you next week.
Sounds great, Henry. Anytime.
All right. Take care. That's Sloan Martin. She's the best. Joining us here on the Late Show, talking some WNBA and the outstanding Minnesota Lynx. We'll break. We'll come back. We'll get to headlines. That's next. All right. Let's dive into headlines. We won't waste any time this evening. And thanks again to Sloan Martin for being on the show.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app.
Download today.
All right, let's get into it. It's now been over 4 years since the 2020 election, but the conspiracy theories about that election continue to have an impact. Now, Mike Lindell was charged with defamation after he accused Colorado-based voting software company Dominion and one of its employees, Eric Coomer, of rigging the 2020 presidential election. Both vigorously deny the accusation, calling Lindell, quote, a vector of disinformation. Now, Lindell is a Trump loyalist. He's the CEO of the MyPillow company and his media outlet. They're being accused of pushing dangerous, impactful conspiracy theories. The trial could take several weeks, and Lindell could take the stand later this week. He's also facing another voting machine lawsuit from Smartmatic here in Minnesota. The case is ongoing with discovery and legal proceedings taking place. One recent report noted that Lindell was found in contempt for failing to produce documents requested by Smartmatic. Various lawsuits against Lindell and MyPillow have cost the company millions. In January, a Minnesota judge ordered MyPillow to pay nearly $780,000 for unpaid bills and other costs, package delivery service DHL, which had sued the company. Now, attorneys who've been defending Lindell against defamation lawsuits sought court permission to quit at one point, saying he owes them unspecified millions of dollars and can't pay the millions more than he'll owe in legal expenses going forward. Last year, court ordered the eviction of MyPillow from a Shakopee warehouse that it formerly used, but Lindell said at the time that it's just a formality because the landlord wanted to take the property back. Also last year, federal judge affirmed a $5 million arbitration award against him in favor of a software engineer who challenged data that Lindell said proves China interfered in the 2020 U.S. presidential election and tipped the outcome to Joe Biden.
Mike Lindell. Oh, boy. What do you have to say about this guy? Like, leave politics and conspiracy theories alone. I'm dead serious. You're losing all your money. His company's never going to be the same.
No.
Never.
I wonder what was the end goal. Like, what was it that you were... If you were going to...
No, he's crazy. Like, I don't think he's well.
But if you were going to put your company at risk and know that there's no credible evidence to back up what you're saying.
I don't think that he thought that he was putting his company at risk. He didn't think that much through.
There was never any data that backed up any
it was
of
all
those.
Lies, yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, why would you lose your livelihood? Why would you lose your business and risk everything for something that you don't have any background on? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Hey, and. Speaking of, we got about 35 seconds here. President Donald Trump using his love of tariffs to threaten high-profile American companies. He's now threatening Apple and Mattel that are both going to be making their products in the United States. Apple or Mattel, too, was like, we can't make our products in the United States because it's going to cost more. He's like, I don't care. So Trump versus Mattel and Apple is going to continue.
If Trump don't like you, he's going to threaten you.
Yep.
That's what he knows. That's what he does. All right, coming up next, let's have a Twins conversation. Did the Athletic get it right with the Twins quarter century team? We discuss.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.